You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dutchess. I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3, and we're coming to you live as we always do every Sunday evening at this time. We appreciate you joining us. Our air times are 8 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. and we change times. Oh gosh, I don't remember how long it's been, but people are still doing happy dances. Just, you know, especially those people on the East Coast. Look, we have an app, and unfortunately it's not a universal app. And, you know, if we had unlimited funds, we would have universal apps. But it is for Androids, which is the most common of mobile devices. And we would encourage you to download the app. You can go to Google Play Store and put in the Common Sense Show. It's completely free. And I'll tell you, the app is having an unbelievable effect on our website traffic. And we're going to try to assess it here, too, as far as our radio traffic. But it is phenomenal what's happened. We have increased our readership in the last 10 days on the website by about 35%. And I just, for a website that's 4 years old, which ours will be next month, that is unbelievable growth, and we attribute a lot of that to the app because people want convenience. And those of you that aren't under 40 and part of this digital revolution, well, you and I need to get on board with this. Yeah, you always have kids and grandkids that can teach you. I know I have one, and sometimes I'm wondering when we're talking about technology, who's the father and who's the son? It is pretty amazing. Anyway, I wanted to mention again that we're going to have a special coming up, and it won't start for a couple of days, but on Numana Foods, and we're going to have a special. I'll advertise it on the website, and you can read all about it. It'll probably be up there Monday or Tuesday. Numana, here we go. Boy, talk about cognitive disorder. I'm telling you, they're spraying our state, but it's numana.com. NumanaFoods.com/Hodges. Anyway, it's on the website. Just say that. It's on the website. Also, too, Ted Brower and I have a special going, and I told him, I said, hey, look, we're coming up on Labor Day. People start thinking healthy and holiday times and so forth, and people are going to make that last run to the beach for vacation. A lot of people in Arizona will go over to San Diego, and they want to look their best. They want to feel their best, and Health Masters is a great, great opportunity. And Health Masters is offering 5% off for all Common Sense Show listeners for this week only, right up until Labor Day. 5% off. All you have to do in the coupon code section when you order is put Dave5, Dave with the number 5. And I would really encourage you to do that simply because of the fact that you want to stay healthy. And Dr. Ted has well chronicled on this show how he's helped people like myself and, of course, Doug Hagman. Not to take anything away from Katie. So we've got a lot of plans for the Common Sense Show. Our YouTube channel is really starting to pick up speed, and we would encourage you to visit it. And the way to visit it is simply go to our webpage at thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the icon for YouTube and go there. And don't forget to subscribe and to like us. And you heard one of the benefits of having this availability. We were able to interview Mike Adams and air it tonight, where we might have been waiting for a couple of weeks, and this Zika virus thing was timely. It was timely for this week. And so we're really able to do a lot of extra things, conduct extra interviews. I do several podcasts. One I really like, and I want all of you to go check it out. I had trouble with NPR last year, if you might remember, twisting my words and trying to make me seem like I was saying things about Jade Helm that I wasn't. And they really helped me because we set two consecutive day records for the website after they decided to smear me. Well, not only is NPR, who's funded with public money and supposed to be apolitical and neutral, PBS is doing the same thing. They're now doing TV interviews where they're splicing and dicing the interviews, and I talk about that up there. We don't ever send them any money. Don't ever go to their damn show. Seriously, you need to stay away from the mainstream media. I'm not going to go off on a rant, but you need to stay away from even what you would think would be neutral apolitical media. They're not. They're not. They're just as biased as CNN, who I've now dubbed the Clinton News Network. Boy, have they ever seen her stumble, have trouble walking upstairs, forget what she's saying? No, we haven't seen those reports on CNN. You have to come to the Common Sense Show and other outlets like that. Well, Katie, we got a health report to do. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to catch everybody up on what we're up to. And who knows, maybe we'll have a TV show sometime too, but I'll be the deep voice narrator in the background. It'll be your pretty face that we put out there.
Oh, sure. So I'm a target. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
Well,
Dave.
If you want ratings, you do not want me out there in front. Okay. So I'll stay hidden here behind the microphone. I'm wearing a mask currently. So it was tough being me growing up. You know, people used to come up to my parents and say, "How big will it get?" So anyway, being that as it may, Katie, let's tell people about health. Let's get America healthier.
Well, you know, ironically, after listening to Mike in the first hour talk about Zika, I had picked out a couple of pieces I'll get to towards the end that have a lot to do with the spring in Florida. So, but I'm going to start out with a story from humansarefree.com. So all these stories are really good, and I'm just going to whip through them. So if you want the full story, listen to the websites that I'm getting these from in the titles and look them up, because they are scary stuff and really informational. So this one's called "The Real Reason Wheat is Toxic, It's Not the Gluten." You know, and I'll just say, when I was growing up, we ate Wonder Bread and peanuts and all kinds of things. Nobody had gluten intolerance, so it's always been kind of curious to me. But this goes on to say, the stories become far too frequent to ignore. Emails from folks, the writer here, Sarah, Humans Are Free, with allergic or digestive issues to wheat in the United States experienced no symptoms whatsoever when they tried to eat pasta on vacation in Italy. And confused parents are wondering why wheat consumption sometimes triggers autoimmune reactions in their children, but not all the time. So it goes, it seems like everyone I know is gluten intolerant. And so it goes far beyond organic versus non-organic, gluten or hybridization, because even conventional wheat triggers no symptoms for those who eat wheat in other parts of the world. So what's going on here? I mean, could wheat in the United States, in fact, be, could it be from the genetic modification? Well, GMO wheat secretly invading the North American food supply seemed the only thing that made sense and could account for the varied experiences when eating wheat, with reactions varying from eating at home or eating out. This person says that it couldn't be the gluten or wheat hybridization. Gluten and wheat hybrids have been consumed for thousands of years. It just didn't make sense that this could be the reason for so many people suddenly having problems with wheat and gluten, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. Well, the good news, she says, is that the reason wheat has become so toxic in the United States is not always because it's secretly GMO. The bad news is that the problem lies with the manner in which wheat is grown and harvested by conventional wheat farmers. This is going to knock people's socks off, and it's going to make them angry and sick. So it's pretty shocking, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but common wheat harvesting protocols in the United States, this is non-GMO wheat, so you've got, you know, good solid wheat being harvested. But the protocols in the United States is to drench the wheat fields with Roundup several days before the combine harvesters work through the field, as the practice allows for the earlier, easier, and bigger harvest. This is incredible. So they have this beautiful wheat, and then they soak it with Roundup to get a bigger harvest. So if you want to read more on that, which I think you should, it's Humans Are Free, and it's called humansarefree.com, and it's The Real Reason Wheat is Toxic. So I don't even eat wheat anymore, but if you do, and I love wheat, you know, but, or wheat products, pasta, bread. Anyway, we have another report here, Monsanto, oh, this is a nightmare, Monsanto and Bayer could be nearing a deal very soon. In the world of genetic, and this is from marchagainstmonsanto.com. That's marchagainstmonsanto.com. In the world of genetically engineered seeds and agrochemicals, there are a few bigger players than Bayer, based in Germany. And we all know about Bayer during the Nazi regime. Remember? You know about that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They were supplying some of the... Anyway, they were supplying the poisons, and we got their scientists over here in after the war in Operation Paperclip. But anyway, I digress. Let's Bayer, based in Germany, and Monsanto, based in the United States. Now the two could be joining forces in what could be one of the most monumental deals in history, if government regulators allow them, that is. While a potential merger between the two highly controversial companies, both of which have been the target of relentless protests in America and Europe, respectively, looked off for a while, but they have reportedly found common ground on a number of points. Great. If successful, the merger would make the newly formed company the world's number one producer of seeds and agrochemicals, a veritable super company specializing in the very type of agriculture that is making both people and environment sick around the world. Again, for the full story, Monsanto Bayer could be nearing deal very soon, from marchagainstmonsanto.com. I have another story here. Government exposed for forcing foster kids, even toddlers, to take dangerous psychotropic drugs. I did not copy the link on this one, but just type in government exposed for forced foster kids, even toddlers, to take dangerous psychotropic drugs. Forgive me for not getting the link on this. After years of growing concern, the California State Auditor has produced a damning report describing how the state's 79,000 foster children are being drugged with psychotropic medications at abnormally high rates. The report found that nearly 12% of kids in California's child welfare system were prescribed psychotropic medications, including antipsychotics, antidepressants, and mood stabilizers during the 2014 to 2015 period. This compares to a rate of 4 to 10% for non-foster kids. Some of these vulnerable children were drugged in amounts and dosages that exceeded state guidelines, with no follow-up by the county to ensure these prescriptions were appropriate. I mean, some counties also violated the law by failing to obtain court and parental approval for these psychotropic medications. So California has spent $226 million on psychotropic meds for foster kids over the last decade, which amounts to almost 72% of total drugs spent for foster kids. Again, this is just one more way. Remember, you were talking with Mike. They're coming at us at all fronts. They have not missed a beat. They haven't missed one single avenue. They're getting the kids in foster care. They're brainwashing us with, with the vaccination message. They're getting them through the schools. Oh my goodness. So the report slams the state and counties for a failure of oversight, to say the least, that has allowed child welfare centers to resort to drugging, basically to control behavior, which can have devastating effects on brain development and health conditions. I think that's what they're doing in the schools too. They're putting all these kids on Ritalin and all that just to make them into little conformists.
So. Oh, there's no question it's a behavior management tool designed to evoke compliance. I mean, I remember, gosh, Katie, it's been 10, 12 years, but the American Pediatric Association came out and said Ritalin was overprescribed by 600%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. It was a big thing in the 90s. It came out in the 90s. And
what? I don't even buy the ADHD diagnoses.
No. You know,
there
Dave, I would have
that
been...
are restless. They haven't proven it. By the way, the guy who coined the phrase and introduced the term before he passed away, he said it was a bunch of crap.
Yeah. I probably would have been diagnosed. I was always looking out the window. I wanted adventure. I wasn't paying attention. I still have nightmares how I got through school. I have no idea. But I think I'm pretty bright, but I just hated school. So yeah, I probably would have been. Think about, there would be no Katie. There would be no health report if I grew up on Ritalin. That actually might be a good thing, but anyway, we move on. Do you have a microwave, Dave?
Do I have to admit it?
Okay, that's a yes. So 10 facts about microwave ovens that...
I only dry my clothes with it, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh. 10 facts about microwave ovens that should forever terminate their use. I mean, this is just downright scary.
I knew it. First you take away my microwave popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole host of other things, and now it's my microwave.
Really, though, I got rid of my microwave back in 2001, I think. I have not. I heat things up in the oven. I knew this a while back. And they are just, it's another one of those things they introduced to the culture as convenient and quick and this and that. They had to have known what it does. Listen to these. So microwave radiation, it depletes the nutritional value of food, accelerating its structural disintegration and decreasing the bioavailability of vitamins and essential minerals. Number two, microwave radiation causes the formation of carcinogens in all types of foods and damages alkaloids and other plant-based nutrients. Okay? Number three, exposure to microwave emissions diminishes the vital energy field of humans, animals, plants, with side effects increasing with exposure. Number four, microwave exposure destabilizes human metabolic processes, leading to increased rates of digestive disorders. Number five, microwave radiation degenerates cellular energy, especially in the blood and lymphatic systems in the human body, breaking down the body's elimination system. And number six, microwave emissions create long-lasting residual magnetic deposits throughout the nervous system and lymphatic system. Number seven, microwave emissions degenerate electrical nerve impulses in the neural plexus, the nerve centers, cerebrum, where thought and higher function reside, and the ascending reticular activating system associated with consciousness. Well, well, well. So they couldn't get us all with the microwaves. The kill was too slow. The dumbing down was too slow. It's like they introduced these things over the years thinking it would have a much more profound effect. So now they're just aerial spraying. But
I want to go back to something you said. You mentioned the reticular activating system, or often called the RAS.
Mm-hmm.
What was the effect?
Consciousness. Slowed consciousness. It retards consciousness. So that there you go.
The RAS regulates to a lot of things, but one of the things is unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in your unconscious? Your immune system.
Oh, yes. What do we call that? You know what? I think I've been sprayed too because I'm having complete holes in my thoughts. But there's the sympathetic and... the sympathetic nervous system and the, help me with this.
And the parasympathetic, yeah.
Parasympathetic, yes. The one that works independently.
Yeah,
right,
that's true.
Right.
But what I'm speaking about here ties, you have the straight line system and you have the RAS, which regulates consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it's really the only time a human being, when they're both operating conscious and unconsciously, can they hold two thoughts simultaneously to each other. The idea of multitasking is a joke. You can have serial attention where you flip from one thing to another rapidly, but if you could multitask, people wouldn't be driving off cliffs while they were texting.
Exactly.
But the RAS is really disturbing here, because if you interfere in that process, What I'm wondering, and I'm wondering this out loud, and I'm not a neuropsychologist by training, although I've been trained in it. I'm not a trained neuropsychologist, so what I have to say is I'm wondering out loud is, could this have an impact on the immune system? And my initial gut reaction is, yeah, it could if you're messing up the communication level. And this makes perfect sense, because what are microwaves? Frequency. And we've talked about this on the show before, that we operate with our healing frequencies, and each biosystem is a little different frequency. And yeah, this is really disturbing what you just read.
Well, it is, and it just gets worse. And in there was number 6 or 7, it said, you know, it affects the red and white blood cells and the elimination system. Well, the elimination system is your constitution, and that is your immune system. So this is an assault on the food we're eating, even being in the same room, the microwaves, what it's doing to our brains, our central nervous system, the tissue, our own physical tissue. It's depleting the food we're using or we're eating from any nutritional value, not to mention just the farming practices that we have. Our food is so depleted of nutrients. Anyway, I'm surprised we're still walking and functioning. But as an aside, it seems like a lot of people I know are having memory issues, short-term and long-term, just on a daily basis. It is starting to catch up with all of us. But I'm going to get through this because I want to make sure that people think twice about their microwave ovens and start saying no, 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 no. I mean, why would we participate in something like this? That's part of the plan. So number 8 is exposure to microwave radiation inhibits the body's ability to defeat cancer cell growth. It's observed and has observed increased rates of cancer cell formation. Isn't that interesting? So particularly in the stomach and intestines. So there you go. It's affecting so microwave radiation destabilizes the production of hormones and maintenance of hormone balance in both males and females. And number 10, microwave emissions cause disturbances in alpha, theta, delta brainwave patterns. Psychological effects can include loss of memory, concentration, suppressed emotion threshold, decline in intellectual processing, and interrupted sleep cycles. And there you have it. Bingo. Get rid of your microwave, folks. Just get rid of it. It was a tool.
What do you do for popcorn and hot dogs and mac and cheese and all those
things? How about
the
old-fashioned way? Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Did popcorn come into existence with the microwave? No, it didn't. And I'm not talking Jiffy Pop. You put it on the stove in a pan with foil or a lid over it. Dave, oh my gosh, how are you going to survive when the poop hits the fan?
Well, I'm actually not eating microwave popcorn now. I'm
good.
The kind of popcorn I have, it's 100 calorie. It's called Skinny something. Wishful.
Is it GMO free? Is it GMO free?
Yep. Sure.
Well, corn in general, you should not be eating corn. Corn is really bad. It's high in sugar. There's a whole myriad of things that are not good about corn. If you can cut your corn down, you're doing great.
But Katie, if I do everything perfectly, then someday I'm going to be in a hospital bed not knowing what I'm dying from.
Dave, you'll wish you didn't say that. That was not one of the brightest things you've said. Okay, let's move on. But yeah, you can cut your corn intake down. You can do this. People do it every day. You feel better. You can change your diet. So this has to do with the Zika, as Mike was talking. Oh my goodness. This is just a different angle. So I see this Florida governor ramps up mosquito fight to stay ahead of Zika. Now this was back in February. This is from NPR, speak of the devil, NPR.org. So Florida is one of several U.S. states now reporting a few isolated cases of people infected with the Zika virus. In response, Florida's Governor Rick Scott has declared a public health emergency in 5 counties. This was back in February, in hopes of getting ahead of the virus spread. baloney. So far, just 12 cases of the mosquito-borne illness, which is a fraud, have been reported to health authorities in Florida, all of them among travelers who contracted the disease outside the U.S. But Scott figures it's only a matter of time before the virus starts showing up among mosquitoes in some regions in the state. We have to ensure that Florida's safe, he says. Just like a hurricane, we always say to ourselves, we'll prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and we're going to do everything we can to stay ahead of the Zika virus. So, coincidentally, Florida governor's wife invested in mosquito spray business.
Oh, my. Where have we seen this before? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is from Starship Earth. TheBigPicture.com. That's StarshipEarthTheBigPicture.com. So this is a little commentary that Big Picture writes. Just in case it's relevant, I'm sure you've already seen the articles explaining the two-pronged approach to insect control using DEET that is a part of the extermination plan for humans, not mosquitoes. See, this is exactly what Mike was talking about. And I didn't even know what he was going to talk about tonight. Another bioweapon the public welcome with open arms to protect them from imaginary threats created by the psychopaths. They create the problem, prepare the perfect solution, sell the fear porn and fabricated research to the public, and miraculously and effectively deliver the solution amidst a chorus of cheers and sighs of relief from the unsuspecting victims. Pure magic, he says. So I've been trying to connect the Zika virus mayhem dots. Well, this latest news certainly might help you along. Florida Governor Rick Scott is apparently reaping financial interest from the Zika mosquito business. Scott's wife, Florida First Lady Ann Scott, has a multi-million dollar investment into a mosquito control service. The company is Mosquito Control Service, LLC, of Metairie, Louisiana. According to its website, MCS, it's a fully certified team of mosquito control experts licensed through the Gulf Coast, including Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Wow. If you want to read this ugly story, it goes into much more detail. The Florida governor's wife invested in mosquito spray business from StarshipEarthTheBigPicture.com.
Do you have a date when she got involved in this?
This article is from 8/28, but no, I didn't see an article when she took this company or when she became invested in it. But you know what? Does it matter? I mean, if he made this declaration back in February, I'm sure they have been, I would take a wild guess and say they were invested in this long before. So we are an equal party. We go after both parties. We don't discriminate. Rick Scott, Republican governor, they're all in it. They're all in it for the money. They don't care what they're doing. What amazes me is they live in the state. I mean, on the chance that they haven't put this together, that they don't understand what they're doing, are they insane from both angles? I mean, they're spraying their own kids, their own family, their own friends. They're doing this to everyone. But it's all about the money, I guess. So,
are you familiar? I got to tell you, my family gave me, I don't watch that much TV, and I'm surprised they gave me this. But they gave me a gift for my birthday, which was about 2 weeks ago. And it's called Roku.
Oh, yeah.
And on it's Netflix. And you know, I don't get a chance. You know how busy I am, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of watching this stuff as I fall asleep and then trying to pick it up where I left off before. But I've been watching this Netflix original called House of Cards. Have you heard of this?
I have. I don't have a TV, so I don't watch it.
Well, they only have four seasons already. I'd never heard of it. And I've been watching it. And I have to tell people, if you have a chance to watch this, these people screw everybody and each other and screw themselves over. I mean, it's the story of Kevin Spacey does a wonderful job acting, plays this congressman who's ultimately probably the most ambitious politician I've seen outside Hillary Clinton. And it's a fascinating story to see the intrigue that goes on Capitol Hill. And these people don't pull any punches. And I don't think that they really go quite far enough. But man, talk about drama really encapsulating what we already know to be true. And this is kind of what you're describing here with the Florida governor's wife. Very similar scenarios come up in this show. And corruption is the order of the day, and buying people off, and, you know, even murdering people. There's been a murder in this show, a high-profile person. It's just incredible how art is beginning to imitate real life.
Yeah.
And it's not even being censored. I'm telling you, 5 years ago, you would never have got off the ground with this script, ever. And now it's kind of like the globalists don't care almost what we see.
Well, yeah, and I hats off to, as Hillary puts it, alt-right media. Because really, it's these ingenious people, including you are one of them. You're the one who, back in the 90s, remembers this one little news segment about this legislation that was passed or that was signed. So it's putting the pieces together, and I think that alternative media is putting these pieces together so fast and furiously and so well that the elite are panicked. And now it's just, you know, Katie, bar the door. It's an insanity.
I've had authors and producers, TV, movie, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that they have taken ideas from my website. And I think that we're a fertile shopping ground, and I'm talking about everybody from Steve Quayle to Doug, you know, to John B. Wells, who, by the way, I just heard from the other day. He's doing great, and his shows are just fantastic.
Good.
But, the regular media is taking a lot of their storylines from what we're writing about. Only, unfortunately, what we're writing about is not fiction and fantasy. It's the real deal.
Yep.
Was that the last story? I lost track.
Well, it is.
Do you have another one?
I have lots of them, but nothing quite as exciting as just you and me talking.
Well, let's do one more. We can never be too healthy.
No, we can't. And I do have a nice little health story, just to kind of cap it off with a little frosting. It's pleasant. So it's about the benefits of vitamin D. And that's the one thing that I, when I started my cancer journey, I found out that vitamin D is very, very important for fighting off cancer, for fighting off a lot of things. But I had a very low vitamin D level. I think it was, it ranged anywhere from 27 to 60. And now it's up around 100. I want to keep it about 100 to 130. You can never OD on it. It's water soluble. But that's part of the fight in cancer. So vitamin D, folks, get your vitamin D from the sun or from a good supplement. But we all seem to be missing the vitamin D thing. So a good dose of vitamin C will relieve muscle cramps and twitches. And it's also great for bones, so you'll be less likely to fall, especially in older folks. Did you know that vitamin D helps you lose weight? You won't gain weight. How's that? You actually won't gain weight if you have really good vitamin D levels.
What are your sources for this?
This is from Natural News.
No, I'm talking about your source of ingestion, sorry.
Oh, where I get my D from?
Mm-hmm.
I actually get my D from Dr. Ted. So there you go. D3K2. That's what I get from him.
Yeah,
I get a lot of my vitamins.
People mention, you know, day 5 and the coupon code. They can take 5% off that order this
week.
There
you go. Yeah, I get a lot of my nutrients from him. Good quality.
That's good to know. I'm not taking, I don't think I have vitamin D in my repertoire, and I think I probably need to start.
Yeah. So it's also your cholesterol will improve. Muscle and joint pain will be fixed. There you go, Dave. Better eyesight. And your best source of vitamin D is sunlight, fatty fish, raw milk, orange juice, not the sugary kind, but just squeeze your own. Supplements, egg yolks, beef liver, fortified cereal, cod liver oil, tuna, and mushrooms. So that's my healthy little tip for the day on vitamin D.
That's real good. I mean, you got me. I'm going to definitely give Ted a call and talk to him about the benefits. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got something I want to read. Hmm. Okay, this is, so we transition over here to some news that we didn't have a chance to get to. I've got this story, and I put it in the form of a YouTube up on the Common Sense Show. This is so disturbing, but I think, and ordinarily, under ordinary circumstances, I probably would not talk about what I'm going to talk about here because of the grotesqueness of the crime, but people have a right to know the character of someone who could inhabit the White House. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read this narrative written by this lady. In 1975, when I was 12, I was raped by a 42-year-old man. Hillary Clinton volunteered to be his lawyer. Not a problem. I don't have a problem with that there. In court, Hillary told the judge I made up the rape story because I enjoyed fantasizing about older men, despite the fact that she had been proven to be a virgin. Hillary got my rapist freed. In a later interview in 1980, she admitted she knew the man was guilty and laughed about it. And I've got her laugh on tape on my website in this article. Hillary Clinton was an advocate for a rapist, and she champions herself as someone who is for women's rights. I hardly call that an example of someone who's for women's rights. This is just...
You know, I read that. That was shocking. Yeah, it was disturbing. And I listened to the audio, and I saw the picture of the little girl. You know, did you see the picture where she was... I don't know if she was unconscious or sleeping.
Yeah. 5 days in a coma.
These were hospital... Yeah, hospital photos. And you're looking at this precious little 10, 12-year-old girl, and she's just bruised up and bleeding, bloody, and... Oh, my gosh.
The damage to her internal sex organs were so bad that she was never able to have children. Here's the exact quote from Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I got him off. So what? Who cares? We got the evidence thrown out, so he walked. She laughs. I mean, sure, we know he did it. She laughs again. But it didn't matter. Where have we heard that before? Mm. What does it matter? So here it is, about a 12-year-old rape victim. What does it matter? What difference does it make? You're right. And then we see that with what the callousness she displayed towards the victims of Benghazi. I just, you know, I don't like to sensationalize on 12-year-olds in their crimes, but she did come forward. And then there's another lady, and her name escapes me, and I read this a couple days ago. She's come public, and she said she was a rape victim of Bill Clinton. I think it was 1980. And she said now, because it surfaced, she's afraid for her life, and she should be.
She should that was Broderick.
Yes, that's it, yes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
And gosh almighty, Katie. How, you know, and I've raised this point on podcasts, on the show, in writing. You know, the small chance that anyone here who's listening identifies as a Democrat, what are you thinking? What could you possibly be thinking? And how can you even be a responsible parent and vote for a Democrat, particularly this Democrat? It's just...
You know, I've had a couple of exchanges with people who are Hillary supporters, and they're very calm, and, you know, they'll say things. I've sent one of them... Clinton cash. I said, watch this and tell me if you can vote for this person to be president in good conscience. Seriously, watch it. I'm sure that he didn't, but what has she done? Well, he said she's done great things. I said, well, what? You know, I asked these people, what? Give me specifics. Give me the legislation and the documents. Proving that it was effective. Give me numbers. Give me something. What did she do? Well, she's helped. They give you these broad generalities, and these platitudes that they hear on the news or they hear her say herself, but they can't give you specifics. It's a mental disorder. Ann Coulter was right. It is. My goodness. You know, God said, I will send strong delusion in the end days. Well, we're all going to, I'm afraid, succumb to that, but not voluntarily. These people are voluntarily succumbing to it. So, I don't know.
Amazing. Well, speaking of Hillary Clinton, it's been unearthed that back in 2010 when Senator Robert Byrd died in his 90s, he was a member of the Klan, and not just a member of the Klan, he was way up in the Klan. And what did she do this week? Too weak to get out and give a press conference, but she drives by reporters. She rolls down the window and yells out, Donald Trump's a racist! And then they drive off. I mean, this had to be bizarre to these reporters. Mm-hmm. Well, who's the racist here? She came out after the death of Robert Byrd. First of all, I got a picture of them kissing, and I don't mean kissing like on the cheek.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. Thank you.
And I know. I hope you didn't had too much food in your stomach when you saw it. But anyway, Hillary wrote an amazing eulogy for Byrd, who's the biggest racist to ever serve in Congress in the modern times. So who's the racist here, Hillary?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable, Katie.
Didn't she call blacks super predators? She called them super back in 1997? Or was it 94? She was defending her husband's prison legislation, and she called them super predators. Unbelievable. I don't know. I can't figure this out. Why people are defending her? Why they're forgetting these things?
I know.
It's stunning.
It is incredible. Well, we talk a lot on this show about economic collapse, and that we're not real far away. And I wrote an article today where I reiterated the fact that George Soros is the ultimate hitman, and Warren Buffett's not far behind. And when you look at what these men do with their money, they're telling you what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't stop a couple of people for. I printed some do's and don'ts just based on watching their latest money movements. And I'll go through these in just a moment. But I actually had one gentleman write to me, and he said, excuse me, God bless him, because he said, how dare you write about George Soros? You must be related to the devil, blah, blah, blah. My point, before anyone else makes that miscalculation, is that I'm writing about what the man does with his money because he's going to avoid the havoc that he is personally responsible for. Right. And I'm trying to help people save as much as they can. And so I have here a list of Soros do's and don'ts. And you don't need to take notes because this is actually up on the website, today's publication. Soros' list of do's and don'ts. 1. Avoid the stock market like the plague. Well, where have we heard that before? Okay, we've had economist after economist on, and they've all said the same thing. Avoid the stock market like the plague. And I even put this in here, and I know people are going to really climb the walls when I say this. If you have a 401k and you're concerned about where the money is placed in your 401k, you might be better off taking the 50% hit and taking it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And if you don't figure the economy is going to be here by the time you hit 59.5, half a loaf is better than no loaf. But, look, that's an individual choice you have to make. But don't go into the market. It is rigged, and it's the only thing that's floating the economy right now, and it's a house of cards, speaking of that TV show. When the market goes, everything else is going to go. Okay, mm-hmm. Number 2. Oh, by the way, if you think you got time to react after the collapse starts, think again. This nation will be paralyzed within 24 hours of the collapse of the stock market. Okay, get the bulk of your money out of the Federal Reserve banks. Now, you need to leave enough in. You need to leave enough in to where you can manage your bills. And you need to have a rainy day fund if you can afford to do such. But if you got money beyond that, you need to convert it. And again, I'll tell you, Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, people are crazy if they don't take advantage of this. In fact, I'll give that number out again for Steve, 406-586-4842. Wasn't planning on doing that, but get out of cash. Number three, avoid American real estate investments. Mm-hmm. Someone, I said that to someone the other day. They go, Dave, the market's going up. You're full of crap. Fearmonger, fearmonger, red alert, red alert. What goes up must come down. And this is what happened in the 1929 crash. You put your money into it. You know, and that's the bottom line here. Avoid real estate investments, because when the market goes, this is going to go. And if you don't believe me, just go back and look at what happened in 1929. Also, you can look at what happened in 2008. Okay, here are the Soros list of dues. Buy gold and lots of it. Well, I've already given Steve's number out. Buy silver, same caveat as gold. Now, here's what a lot of people did not appreciate today in some of the comment section. And I'll explain this in more detail why I feel this way. Find a way to pay off your mortgage. Because after an economic collapse, you'll have no means to do so, and MERS will be there waiting for you. If you're unwilling to do this, then you should sell your home and rent, because you're throwing away your current mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. People want to get upset with that, that's fine. That's my personal opinion, and I'm living and dying with it. But you really need to be out of debt, because once the debt remains, and they're not going to wipe the debt out because the economy collapses, they'll still have a record of what you owe, and mm-hmm. they'll make it with great pleasure that they'll take what you own, because you can't pay what you owe, because none of us will have any jobs. Okay, next. In the near term, if you invest in anything, this is something we need to ask Joseph Meyer on. We need to get him back on again. Invest in Chinese high-tech stocks associated with their money movement. Their money movement is being protected by the BRICS in many, many ways. And I'm talking about the BRIC nations. Mm-hmm. A lot of their stuff is being underwritten by gold, and that's about as sound as you get. And so, but there are some considerations with this move. If you really feel you need to put your money here and you don't want to go gold and silver, my second option would be these Chinese high-tech stocks. But, you know, first of all, too, I don't think the Chinese are immune to a collapse. I don't know that they're going to crash as far as we will for their elite. They're poor, already poor, but their upper 30%, I don't think they're going to take a huge hit like our upper 30% will. The only people who are going to survive the depression that's coming to America, economically intact and whole, will be about the upper 0.1%. Anyway, those are my George Soros do's and don'ts. And if nothing else, just trying to stimulate some thinking. It's not meant to be, you know, you're taking these as orders, and I'm going to take names down to people who don't comply. That's not what this is about. We're just trying to be helpful here. So, Katie, you know, I just, like I said, though, I think the worst thing to have right now is a home mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal view. Yeah, we're close to paying our second home off here, and we're doubling and tripling up, and we're not far away from having that done, thank goodness. And some people say, well, I can't do that. Yeah, but some people say, I don't have the means to do that, and I appreciate that. I truly do. I truly do appreciate that. But we are in very, very, very difficult times. Mm-hmm. Lisa Haven, who was on the show a few weeks ago, wrote a really interesting article entitled, If You Talk About This, You'll Be Censored and Targeted, 100% Proof, The Real Agenda. And in particular, she's talking about YouTube and her Facebook experiences. And when she has exposed Hillary Clinton, boom, down go the YouTubes. Kind of like down goes Foreman for you old boxing fans. Well, I've had 7 YouTube videos demonetized, and 6 of them were about Hillary Clinton.
Just
and
recently?
The titles were bizarre. Oh, yeah. This happened in the last 48 hours. And it's what's interesting, Katie, about that is we went to generic titles to try to fool the censors at YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's not working. They're actually going in and they're having their little robots listen to the show, and they're listening for keywords. So the Nazi police are alive and well with YouTube, with Facebook, with all these social medias, Twitter. Twitter is now taking people who make anti-Clinton comments and sticking them at the bottom of their Twitter feed, regardless of how many people they're getting. The whole social media is owned by Clinton. I mean, I have never seen such a rigged game as we're witnessing in this election, ever in my lifetime. I've never seen this kind of bias, Katie. It's just
they are pouring it out, aren't they? But the great thing is, sites like Breitbart, they're calling them out every morning you get on Breitbart, and they're calling them out for the tiniest thing and the biggest thing. They're not letting their sites, our show, all these shows, nobody's letting anything slide anymore. So I really feel like they're not used to pushback. And they're getting more pushback than they've ever gotten. And look at that, what Roger was talking about. When you do real polls, serious polls, not fake polls, 75% of the people are for Trump. The word is getting out, no matter how. Wait a minute, what's going on up there? I'm seeing
the SWAT team has arrived.
Well, no, seriously, there's like flashlights up on the hill. Well, I have
we've
to
had
stick
our
the dog
moments
up.
here too at the con.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to didn't mean to stray there, but that was a little odd. Word is getting out. People, what is it that tries to kill me makes me stronger, Nietzsche? So they're not succeeding. They're not. And that's why when Roger was talking, I brought up that thing about Del Bigtree. Be bold. I mean, this is the time to be bold. And what have we got to lose? At this point, not much. Just say it, speak it, teach it, preach it, share it. Do what you have
Mike
to
Adams,
do.
Mike Adams' people are saying this, and this is... makes Hillary Clinton a little more bold than I am. I'm not sure I could do this under any circumstances.
Hmm.
She is taking rat poison as a prescription drug. Plus, she's taking Parkinson's and narcolepsy medications.
Wow.
But, you know, I don't think that goes far enough. I think Mike is being conservative. That's good. Mike is being conservative. He should be. I can be a layman here, and I'm going to be a layman and just tell you what some doctors have told me off the record. They think they're seeing early signs of dementia. I showed them that one video where the Secret Service agent leaned over and said, keep talking, when she was in this blank stare.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And so, by the way, he's disappeared from the scene, too. Nowhere to be found.
See that? Yeah, Mr. EpiPen. Mm-hmm. He carried an EpiPen with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The EpiPen scandal. Have we ever seen anything like the Clinton campaign?
I've never seen anything like this in my life. Everything is coming out.
How do the morons at CNN go to work every day and cover this crap that they cover with a straight face? We got a green screen in the background that's going to invent people who weren't there at a Hillary Clinton event.
You know, it's almost like a Hollywood movie. It's a Hollywood movie. It's become a comedy. It's so phony, so fake, so... I don't even watch
TV anymore.
Do
you remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything was a production designed to get us into a war, and everything was done in a studio, and it was all fake. And the only thing
Wasn't that predictive programming?
Yeah, the only thing that was real was the murder of the producer of all those movie effects at the end to keep him quiet.
Yeah, we're watching every single movie that we have seen, from The Matrix to Wag the Dog, to it's all, well, and pretty soon E.T. And 4th of July, it's all coming really fast. It's all coming out to play. It's coming out. It's exposing itself. So all their years, decades of conditioning, somebody pulled the trigger, and here it is. We're watching it. And some of us are seeing it, and some of us aren't. My goodness, that's what just baffles me, is the people who can't see it. It's like there's this veil in front of them. They just can't see it. They won't see it. It's glaring. So
it is amazing. By the way, have you heard what's going on in North Dakota?
In Coeur d'Alene. What did I read about Coeur d'Alene?
No, that's Idaho.
In Coeur d'Alene. Where did you say?
But in North Dakota?
No, what? Oh, with the natives, Native Americans,
yes.
And the water,
yes.
Rights? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep,
they're protesting.
They're doing the same thing. Yes, yes.
So now the governor has said, well, we're not going to let you keep protesting because it's going to cost us about $750,000 to maintain police services. So they're mm-hmm. actually going to force them to disband. So not only, I mean, look how we're screwing these people. I mean, I'm not going to go into long history, but everybody knows. And now they're having their water rights stolen from sovereign native land that they have control over, the same as a sovereign nation would in our mm-hmm. government. Particularly the EPA is committing an act of war against these people. And now mm-hmm. they want to get out, and they're peacefully protesting. And now they're being told they can't protest because it costs too much.
You know, I brought this up to a liberal friend. I said, where's your bleeding heart now? I mean, you say you're for the minorities and the Native Americans and the African Americans. What's going on up there? And the comment was, it is a shame. It's too bad. It's a terrible thing. I said, well, do you even understand what's going on? So I said, you know, research Agenda 21. Research, and I just, you know, gave him a list of things. The thing is, they don't want the facts. They just want to put in there, yes, that's a shame. And I do feel bad for them. That makes me a good liberal, because I feel bad for them. But that's it. That's the end of the discussion, end of the research. And it is crazy. It's an upside-down world. Even the Native Americans are now being robbed once again. I know.
You wonder if this is going to be another wounded knee. One more item. I don't know. What should we close on? There's so many things. So many things to talk about.
I know.
Now, you know what? You know what, Katie?
What?
I think we spread enough bad news for the day. I think
let's
we need
leave
to
on a happy note. Can you think of anything?
Yeah, I can.
What?
The NFL football season starting soon, and I'm not going to be there. This $9 billion industry that pays zero in taxes gets to have every rules on monopoly broken, enforces DHS security measures. Yeah, and I grew up a football player. I used to coach it.
I think Kaepernick hit the last nail in that coffin. I really do. So many football fans are so disillusioned the other day when he wouldn't stand. It's done. Everything is done. Our institutions are falling apart.
Kaepernick. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Kaepernick. Yeah.
You know what my position is? You don't want to stand? You don't want to stand. Anyway, we have to take a stand. The show's over. That's our stand. Go out and have a great week. Be an advocate for the truth. Be a missionary for the truth. Don't take any crap from the man. Spread the truth, people. Time is short. We'll be back here next mm-hmm. week. Have a great week. God bless.
God bless.